Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Dawn Westmoreland. Dawn is a life coach, author, and HR consultant. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Thank you, Melissa. It's an honor to be with you.
I'm excited to talk to you a little bit about your journey. You know, one of the first things that jumped out at me, Dawn, was your conversation about a situation in the Air Force that you had to, that was hard, it was risky, but you chose yourself, which meant you had to stand boldly, you had to be willing to take some backlash. Tell us, how did that decision to say, I choose me, prepare you for where you are today?
Well, I would label myself at best today as an ambivert, you know, at the top of the introvert. I've always been more of a quiet, serious, introverted kind of person. And, you know, I just stood up to a high-ranking enlisted individual who was being very unethical. And I didn't start out wanting to do that, but I kind of got pushed into it. And, you know, once I started speaking up, I got a lot of retaliation from the friends. This was a very high-level individual in San Antonio, Texas. And so I started getting death threats, and then I had to involve, you know, the Air Force headquarters inspector generals. And it took almost a year. They did all kind of investigation on my allegations and even interviewed over 200 people who'd worked with me. At the time, I was what's called a resource manager. It's almost like a recruiter or hiring person in the Air Force. And in the end, I prevailed. It was very ugly for over a year. I lost a lot of weight from all the stress and harassment, but I prevailed.
Well, you know what? That's what this show is all about, is how you push through the struggles, because it could have been easy for you to choose, you know what, I'm not choosing me, I'm just going to hide out, and I'm not going to speak up for myself and stand up for myself, but you persevered and stood up for yourself, and that's huge. Now, that experience did ignite a passion in you, if you will, for just making sure that the workplace is safe, is a safe environment, and you help people do that. In what ways do you help people to do that now, Dawn?
Well, Melissa, I've been in the career field of human resources now 32 years, so, you know, I'm older. I've been out of the Air Force, retired, now going on my 18th year, hard to believe. And so, you know, I had a second instance where I stood up to some unethical people in a federal agency, and again, more retaliation. So, you know, I've seen for a long time people afraid to speak up, and you know, when they see wrongdoing, because they're afraid that, oh my goodness, they could lose their job. And then if they lose their job, they lose maybe their health benefits, their insurance, their pay. They may have children. They may be a single mother with children. And, you know, I grew up as a humanitarian with a humanitarian family. I mean, we were, I wouldn't say poor, but we didn't have a lot of money in North Florida, which was very rural. And, you know, every week we'd sit down with the sanitation workers. We were the last stop, and we'd all eat together at my house. So, yeah, I spoke up because I believe it was the right thing to do, and I knew I'd get retaliation, and I learned a lot of resiliency through it all. It wasn't fun, but, yeah, it's not through good times we get resilient. It's through the hard, challenging times.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. I know that you do some coaching now. You have a book out now. And are those the tools that you use to help others that may be in that current situation, trying to find that? I know you said that you were passionate about making sure the workplace is safe and comfortable. Share with us some of the ways that you do that.
Well, a lot of times employees will reach out to me, and then my name kind of got out there after I stood up to the second largest federal agency. And, I kind of the person that jumps into things and then I figure out as I go. I know we all learn differently. I didn't know everything, mm-hmm. but, I stood up to the second largest federal agency, and, it was a messy, 20 months, very, very messy with retaliation. And then when I got through it, I was able to refuse signing any kind of non-disclosure agreement, settlement, so I could share my story. So I didn't want to just go out and impress people with my story. I wanted to be able mm-hmm. to teach people that were also being harassed, bullied, discriminated in the workplace or didn't feel psychologically safe. So I looked at all the books out there, Melissa, and there weren't any really good books out there step by step. And then I wrote a workbook. It's my second book, how to stand up to workplace bullying and discrimination because, bullying in the workplace is not illegal in the U.S., and yet discrimination, if it's protected class, is. So I didn't see any books out there. I see people writing books about how miserable workplace harassment is, but that didn't tell people but maybe a nugget or two how to stand up to it. And I've had great results from that workbook.
Wonderful. Congratulations on that. Don, share with us some challenges as a female entrepreneur that you have faced and how you've been able to overcome those.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'm sure people have heard this before. We often as entrepreneurs find out really quickly what we're good at, what we're not good at. And so I'm more of a visionary, a big person, a big view person, the big picture. And so sometimes I miss the details. And so, I've had great ideas that didn't come to fruition because I didn't know how to bring them to fruition. So I had to reach out to, professional business coaches and mentors that, were very highly successful in business, and that's what really changed things because you may have a wonderful, great idea, but if you don't know how to implement it or how to make money from it, then it's time to reach out and get help. Mm-hmm. And it really is an investment. It is an investment in yourself.
I definitely agree with you. With over 25 years in building my entrepreneurial career, I can look back at some of the things that they were really great ideas for me at the moment, but I didn't make them happen because I didn't know how to make them happen. So it was a learning process. One of the biggest lessons I've learned as an entrepreneur and in my journey is being willing to say what you don't know and go to the people who do know. So it's a continuing learning cycle as an entrepreneur, which is, to me, one of the greatest things that you can be in. So I definitely agree with you on that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Today, our guest is Don Westmoreland. She's a life coach, author, and HR consultant. Don, I really want to ask you, though, as entrepreneur, as a busy woman, as a person who's gone through a lot of challenges, but you were able to persevere over those challenges and continue building your business and your career, but we still have those moments, Don, where we we're feeling overwhelmed. We have a lot of things going on. We want to get a lot taken care of, right? And we wear a lot of mm-hmm. different hats. And we get up late, but we're working the entire time. So sometimes we do have those moments where we get overwhelmed and not knowing what that next step is, but maybe needing to breathe. Do you have a mentor or a process? What do you do in those moments when you just need some encouragement or you need a moment to just take a deep breath?
Oh, what a wonderful question. I do get overwhelmed, and even though I'm a certified life coach and I know a lot about, well-being, taking care of myself, I'm a human being, and sometimes I have a lot on my plate, which I do now. I have an elderly mother who's 82 years old, and she survived cancer 3 years ago, and as the oldest child, I was going back and forth to see my mother as a caregiver, and she's in another state. She's in Florida, where I'm in North Carolina. And that got really overwhelming because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't do my work and do that. And but I decided it was more important to take care of my mom. And then I had other obligations, some legal obligations that came up. And so I just had to decide what are my priorities? What am I going to get done today? And for me, I have to start with small steps sometimes. And then obviously I'll get going. And I know one thing for sure, fear is never our friend. I've learned that from my own mentor. Fear is never our friend. It's like take a deep breath. And every morning I start out with prayer, with meditation, and with gratitude. And I also do that pretty much in the evening. And that gets me calm and grounded. And know, sometimes I might have to reach out and call another girlfriend just say, oh, my gosh, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And not that I need answers. I just, you know, I just need to say it, let it go. And it's like a process. And then, boom, I'm okay. I start taking the next step, the next right step to achieve the goals.
I agree with you, Dawn. Sometimes I just need to call my friend who is also my coach and mentor, and I just need to get it out. And once we can get it out, then you can see yourself past it. I think what happens to so many entrepreneurs, specifically female entrepreneurs, because we feel like we can do it all and we don't need the break and we can go from one, take care of everybody. And the hardest decision for us to make is to say, you know what, I need to take care of me in the midst of that. And I know for me, that was a very hard thing for me to do. And it still is, but I've learned to block off some time that's just me and my mom or just me and family or just me and just have a moment. I say to a friend, sometimes I just need a quiet moment with a cup of coffee with some peppermint in it and just relax for a moment, and then that helps me regroup. So I think that is so very important. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, I love my coffee.
That's
a special time. Yes, that's kind of my meditation time.
Absolutely. And I tell people laugh at me when I say I put peppermint in it, which is something I've been doing for probably about a year or so. But once I did it, I found out that it just feels like a real treat at that moment. And I can just kind of exhale for a moment and sip on that cup of coffee. Otherwise, I'm rushing through my morning coffee and getting through with it quickly so I can get right to work. So it makes me pause for a moment in my day. And I think that's so definitely important. Dawn,
oh,
I did
for
want
sure.
To ask
peppermint's
you,
uplifting.
Absolutely. It definitely is. So Dawn, let's talk a little bit about, I did notice that you have received quite a bit of recognition for your work from some really big names. You've also enjoyed a lot of success for your work. After putting in the work over and over, over all 30 years, how does it feel to have your work recognized in that way?
Well, I was really floored, you know. I mean, I come from humble beginnings, and, you know, I made a decision, I guess it's been almost 5 years ago, to go and listen to Erin Brockovich, who's, you know, an advocate for clean water, and she's been, you know, around a long time, and I made a determination to go see her, and I just was determined, you know, to get her to endorse my work, and I met her, and she endorses my work, and I've interviewed her also when I was a podcaster. Now I'm a syndicated radio talk host. And then recently I got picked up on Ovations by Ray Leonard Jr., who's Sugar Ray's oldest son. So, you know, I come from a small town with red dirt clay roads, you know, dirt roads, and that's, you know, where I walked every day to catch a school bus. So it's pretty exciting, and it just shows that, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money. You just have to have determination, set the intention, mm-hmm. take the next right step to get there.
Absolutely. And you said something really huge, and all of that you said something that jumps out at me is it takes a lot of determination. That means making it happen, going through the steps, not quitting when it gets hard, but keep moving and be determined, and that's why you were successful. But Dawn, tell us about 2023. What's next for Dawn Westmoreland this year? What can we look forward to seeing?
Oh, you know, this is an exciting year. I know we've all gone through challenges and the world's gone through a little bit of a shock with the pandemic. Right now, I am working on doing speaking. So I want to increase my speaking opportunities to talk about safe and respectful work environment. So I'm up in my game. You know, I think no matter how good of a speaker you are, a coach or a consultant, whatever, that it's always important to have a mentor. So I have a mentor with speaking, and that's going to be my next big thing. And then I also have written my memoir, which will be my third book. I've been a contributor to another book, and then I've also been a co-author to another book. This is exciting because I never saw myself as an author. So, yeah, my book stems back from childhood up to now, you know, has a kind of a theme of standing up for myself and becoming empowered. And it's a very unique book because I've been through some pretty interesting experiences that are pretty different from mainstay, you know.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And congratulations on your third book. That's super exciting. And so we'll look forward to seeing more of you in this coming year. So, Dan, what final words do you have for our audience that will encourage them to keep going despite the circumstance?
I think accountability is a big thing because, you know, I was in the Air Force 20 years and you have a lot of discipline. Then I got out and I didn't have to be so disciplined. And, you know, accountability, you want to have somebody that holds you accountable. You definitely want to have a mentor, whether, it, you know, you pay that mentor, whether it's your a religious mentor, a spiritual mentor, just somebody that's ahead of the game, you know, with you. And that person you can talk to about your concerns, your fears. And a lot of times they can turn around and just say, well, that's the inner critic inside you, and it's just trying to keep you safe and protected and just ignore it. So, yeah, it's to believe in yourself. And if you have a hard time believing in yourself, which I have to say, there's times that I didn't believe in myself, never thought I could get to where I'm at now. And then you need that mentor is telling you, yes, you can do it, and assisting you with, you know, how to get there, not telling you all the steps, but just supporting you, holding you accountable, and assuring you you can get it done.
And there you have it. Believe in yourself, be accountable and to someone, and getting it done. Thank you so much, Dawn Westmoreland, for joining us today. Let our audience know how they can stay connected with you.
Melissa, it's such an honor to be on your show. The best way to find out everything I'm doing is just go to my website. It's Dawn, D-A-W-N, Westmoreland, that's WESTMORELAND.org. And then you can find out more about my radio show, coaching, speaking, my books and such. And that's the easiest way.
Okay, great. Thank you again, Dawn, for being here today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.